today on the Scott Thompson Show on 900 CHML.
Introducing you to some of the great restaurants in the Hamilton area as obviously everybody tries to cope with the COVID-19 pandemic. Let's bring in Jennifer Tamsey, Director of Beer and Beverage with the Charcoal Group of Restaurants, and is with us now. Jennifer, thank you for the time. I hope you're well.
I am. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. So tell us what the Charcoal Group of Restaurants are. Give them all a plug.
Oh, yeah, totally. So we are a small but nimble family-owned restaurant group originally out of the KW region. We're most famous for the Beer Town Public House set of restaurants. Mm. We've got a few scattered throughout southwestern Ontario, and for your Hamilton listeners, the closest destination would be Beer Town Public House Burlington, which has been in operation for a few years now. But we've got a really great steakhouse, some cool Brown Booze cocktail bars called the Bower Kitchen, Wildcraft Grill and Long Bar in the KW region as well.
All right. So obviously, I've been to a Beer Town, and obviously a destination kind of place. It's the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. It's what's going on there that makes it so cool. How do you replicate that? How do you keep that going with just a takeout or a curbside or whatever it is that we're dealing with during this pandemic?
Yeah, totally. Great question. I mean, we've been forced to pivot and adapt in ways I never even thought possible, including trying to curate that guest experience at home. So there's been a lot of really great legislation and changes that have happened this year. So, you know, to bring folks at home up to speed, there's been amendments to Ontario's liquor laws for breweries and licensees during this difficult time. You know, the changes have been swift and sweeping, and without sounding like too much of a nerd, I would say historic. You know, so the biggest ones for us have been the AGCO allowing permissions to include the sale of beer and beverages to go. And most recently this January, they actually amended those permissions to extend it to include the sale of growlers and pre-mixed cocktails, which basically means we can take our really fantastic 40 tap draft beer experience, throw it into a growler for you, and you can take that at home with some scratch made cuisine through this really great contactless curbside pickup option that we're now offering.
How is it bizarre that, I mean, I know restaurateurs and establishments have been trying for this stuff for years, for decades.
Right.
And that takes a global pandemic for us to get into this millennium. Obviously, a lot of these are hoping, to stay, including the thing I think you were talking about with liquor. Is there any going back now?
I don't think there is. And in fact, the AGCO and the Ontario government have basically now told restaurateurs that these changes are here to stay. So, you know, it's going to be interesting when we come out of this to see what that's going to mean. Are we going to see more retail shops popping up or, you know, add-ons to existing restaurant businesses that have kind of a bottle shop experience, curating really cool beers that you might not see at the LCBO? You know, that's what we've actually most recently done. So you can go to Beer Town Burlington right now. You can walk into that space, obviously wearing your mask and your appropriate PPE, and you can literally create a six-pack to go, grab a bottle of consignment wine that you're not going to find at the LCBO, or get a growler of fresh craft beer and be out of there in 5 minutes. So there isn't the lines. There's that exclusivity factor. And it gives us a great opportunity to support Ontario craft breweries, a lot of which don't have, you know, space at the LCBO, a lot of which rely on restaurant and licensee sales, as well as their own taproom sales, which have obviously also been affected during this shutdown.
Jennifer Tamsey has been with us, Director of Beer and Beverage with Charcoal Group Restaurants. That includes Beer Town in Burlington. And yes, the name says it all. Jennifer, thanks for the time. Be well. Good luck with all this.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. And hopefully we'll see you at Beer Town Burlington sometime soon.
Yeah, let's hopefully we'll all get together and have a great big dinner at the other end of this. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
The Scott Thompson Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 900 CHML.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.